Exam Objectives Fast Track, Chapter 4. Understanding Group Policy Preferences. Linking GPOs to Active Directory Objects. Understanding Group Policy Hierarchy and Scope Filtering. Controlling Device Installation. Understanding Group Policy Preferences. Group policies now include preferences or settings that will apply but the user may override. Windows Server 2008 group policies use XML-based administrative templates, which can be stored in a central location. The default locations for new user and computer objects can be redirected to OUs instead of the default containers so that these objects can get group policy settings applied immediately. You can change the preferred domain controller that processes GPOs. The default is the PDC emulator. If group policy processing is happening over a slow WAN link, certain settings will not apply, while others will apply regardless of the speed of the link. GPMC gives the GPO administrator the ability to backup, restore, import, and export GPOs. Windows Server 2008 now comes with starter GPOs, which are GPOs that contain some settings that another GPO will need, and are used as a template for creating new GPOs. Linking GPOs to Active Directory objects. GPOs can be linked to Active Directory sites, domains, OUs, and child OUs, but not to the default AD containers. GPOs are processed in a certain order. When one GPO is processed, if another GPO has any conflict settings, the last GPO written wins. RSOP, or Resultant Set of Policies, will help you determine which settings have been applied to a user based on the user's name and the computer he or she is logged onto. Windows PowerShell can be used to help you administer and link GPOs. Understanding Group Policy Hierarchy and Scope Filtering. You can use block inheritance on any part of the GPO hierarchy to block all GPOs from coming down to that container. This setting blocks all GPOs, not a specific GPO. You can use enforce on any GPO that must have its settings applied, even if there is a conflicting GPO or if block inheritance has been set. WMI filters offer a way to block group policy processing on specific computers by running a query on those computers first for a specific amount of RAM or hotfix installed and so on. WMI filters can be applied to one or more GPOs. GPOs can have 0 or 1 WMI filter applied. Controlling device installation. Group policy can be used to prevent your users from installing or using USB devices on their computers. USB ports can be marked as read-only so that users can read the files on the USB drives but cannot write files to the USB drive. All device installation group policy settings are set at the Computer Configuration section of Group Policy. There is a setting that allows administrators to ignore the device installation restriction settings. Frequently Asked Questions. Question: Can group policy be used to install all software applications? Answer: Yes and no. By using the Software Installation node in Group Policy, only an MSI can be launched to install an application. However, through startup and logon scripts, you can write VB scripts that will launch the EXE with the proper settings, provided the VB script has already been written. Question: If I use a logon script to install software, will that software be managed by group policy the same as if I used an MSI and the software installation node? Answer: No. If you use a logon script to install the software, then the software will not be self-healing like an MSI, and if the computer falls out of the scope of the group policy object, for example it gets moved into a different OU, then the software will not be able to uninstall. Question: Do my users have to restart their computers every time I create a new GPO? Answer: No. Most group policy settings which have been set at the computer configuration will set during the background refresh, which is every 90 minutes by default. However, there are some security settings and software installation settings which do require a startup to take place. If the computers do not restart then, those specific settings will not apply. Question. I did not receive all of the policy settings that I expected to receive when I restarted my computer and logged on. I do not have GPMC installed on my computer. How can I see which policies have been applied to me when I restart my computer and log on? Answer. You can use the command line tool gpresult.exe. Use the /r parameter. This will send a report to your command prompt window with all of the policies that applied, all of your user groups for filtering information, any WMI filters applied, and any GPOs that failed to apply and the reason for their failure. To save this report, use the /h parameter and specify a path where you want to save the HTML report. Question. I need to create a GPO that will apply to all of my users when they log on to the network using laptops. If they log on from their desktops, I do not want the policy applied. Is this possible in group policy? Answer. Yes. The most efficient way to accomplish this would be through a WMI filter.